It's Friday. You've seen all the Oscar-nominated films, and now you're looking for something else at the Cineplex? Critic Bob Mondello says, good luck.
Okay, we're 2.5 months into 2002. The major Hollywood studios have collectively released about 40 major motion pictures, and I count one movie with a shot at an Oscar next year. And it won't even be released until next week. And I'm talking any major category, best supporting actress, best editing, anything, one shot, Ice Age, and only because they created a new category, best animated film.
Humans are disgusting.
Okay, you. Check for poop.
Hey, why am I the poop checker?
Because returning the runt was your idea. Because you're small and insignificant. And because I'll pummel you if you don't.
Why else?
Now, Sid!
Ice Age boasts clever animation linked to a fairly pedestrian story. And if 2002 turns out to be a good year for animated films, no one will remember it at Oscar time either. But at least it has a shot. What else so far? Rollerball? Super Troopers? Snow Dogs? January, February, and March aren't just a dry period for Oscar-caliber movies. They're the Sahara. And who's to blame? Well, the obvious answer is the Academy Awards themselves. You don't see studios releasing movies now that are Oscar-worthy because they'd have to compete with movies from last year that are Oscar-nominated. We're in the middle of the big build-up to March 24th, when we'll find out which studio managed to buy a Best Picture statuette with all that classy advertising they're doing. And while the studios are milking their Oscar nominees for every last box office dime, they're not inclined to confuse the issue by providing audiences with other prestige films. Think about what's come out in the last few months. Teen flicks like Orange County and Big Fat Liar, horror movies from Queen of the Damned to this week's Time Machine, which turns the H.G. Wells story into Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Only in that sort of company could the season's allegedly serious movies, like the hospital hostage drama John Q, look even remotely substantial. And it's not like it's going to get better in the next few weeks. Coming up, the horror movies Resident Evil and Blade 2, a would-be immortal classic called Death to Smoochie, in which kid show host Robin Williams does battle with a pink rhinoceros, and the teen flicks Clockstoppers and Sorority Boys.
Try to pay a little more attention to the details, you know?
Oh, yeah. We don't have to be babes. Just believable. You know, by this time tomorrow, we'll be back in the house. After that, we repress and deny any memories of this whole experience. Right?
Shortly thereafter, we'll be into the summer blockbuster season, and moviegoers will have to put their minds on hold almost entirely for another 3 months, which may be why a few studios are planning spring re-releases of Oscar-winning classics. E.T., with its government scientist sequences toned down, Amadeus, with a remastered soundtrack, and Cinema Paradiso in the original European version that distributors thought was too long for American audiences back in 1988. Considering what else is going to be around in 2002, an extra 48 minutes of Cinema Paradiso sounds like paradise. I'm Bob Mondello.